Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. And I want to ask a question. Are you listening? The Spirit of the Lord is speaking today to the hearts of men, but so many are having blinded eyes and ears that are stopped, and they cannot hear the Spirit of the Lord, living God, the Spirit of the Lord speaking to them, because, beloved, we're living in an hour, we are living in a day where there's such a confusion of sound and noises and distractions. We are truly living in a day of amazing, incredible advances, a day of wonders. In every field of human endeavor, there are tremendous breakthroughs coming because of science and medical advancements. The day in which we're living, the scientific and technological achievements are truly unequaled in world history. The Word of God tells us that in the end days, knowledge shall increase, and it's doing so in an exponential fashion. For the first time in the history of man, a nation can develop the means so that man can travel hundreds of thousands of miles into outer space and reach the atmosphere of other planets. There is advances in science that the general public are not even aware of. As far as medical research, I mean, it started decades ago. They're able to do organ transplants so that an individual's life could continue functioning with the transplant of another person's organ. We've seen come on the world scene fantastic developments in medical research, whereby thousands of people who were once considered hopeless are now living a long life. We've seen rockets soar into outer space, and even in the commercial public realm, planes that can leave one continent in a matter of a few hours, they will be on another continent. It's tremendous, the advances that man has made. The world that we now live in has been given the promise that through research and chemical and technological advancements and developments, we will see an end to some of the catastrophic illnesses that now plague us. In fact, if you're really very much in tune into what's available on the internet, the people who are one-worlders are actually promoting immortality. They believe that is within the reach of scientific development. They're working on it right now, even just in a casual way. They say the lifespan of a normal person can be extended far beyond what we can currently experience. Every day, we see drugs and technological advances that defy the imagination. So, as great strides are being taken toward what should ostensibly be a better life for mankind, yet in the midst of all these glorious discoveries and scientific breakthroughs, we see the spiritual condition of man going from bad to worse. There are so many who are literally physically starving. Even in America, physically, they're undernourished. Who knows? Only God Himself knows the number that are truly nutritionally undernourished in this nation and around the world. And yet in this land, which has been known as the land of prosperity, every people in the around the earth, as they want to come to America, it's because of how God has blessed this nation. And when we look at other parts of the world and we see whole nations on the verge of total famine, there's wars and rumors of wars. Population increases have pushed the world toward the very precipice of world famine. And you've heard the statistics and the quotes and the documentaries on the world situation, and I don't need to take time to enumerate and elaborate on that. But what I do want to bring out is that while many are in such chaos and are facing literal physical starvation, who are deprived of the very necessities of life, who are living in war-torn areas, yet, beloved, the greatest need of all is that spiritual hunger that is in the souls of men. There are hundreds and thousands who could die before tomorrow morning because of hunger, but that spiritual hunger that God has placed within the spirit of man, so many are looking for answers, and the world cannot provide the answers. Parents, even in this nation, they're wringing their hands in despair because of the paths that their children are taking. Beloved, we're living in perilous times, as the apostle described. We have a society that depends on drugs and alcohol, virtual reality, in order just to tolerate life. And a society that does that is a society that's sick unto death. A society that is bent on pleasure for pleasure's sake is a decadent society. A people that have thrown aside every inhibition and standard of decency are a sick people indeed. Every good moral code is sarcastically thrown aside, all for the sake of so-called freedom of expression. Not too long ago, I was listening to something over the internet, and it was a broadcast that had aired in Russia, their television media broadcast, and they were talking about a decadent America and showed the bookstores with the outrageous publications that they sell, and showed various film clips of stage plays in New York and elsewhere around the country that showed every form of degeneracy that can be depicted. They said that the people of America liked this. It was their everyday fare. Beloved, can you imagine a nation who has been ground under the heels of tyranny being able to point a finger of ridicule at a nation who's supposed to be a nation under God and say that this type of pornography is everyday fare for Americans? Beloved, we see physical violence that's so bad in our cities. It isn't safe to go out. There's mayhem and murder on every hand. Beloved, what do we need? We need to hear from the Lord. We need to pray that men's hearts will be open to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. We need right now men and women who are willing to pay the price to touch God. We need more churches and more ministers of the gospel to be able to speak the uncompromised word of the Lord. We do have more churches and clergy than any other nation, and yet our nation is fast going down the road of destruction, just as Rome did in her day. We've seen prayer taken out of our schools. We've seen God mocked on every hand. And we've seen the word of men become his pawns in the hands of political chess players. Beloved, we're living in very desperate, perilous times, but because of the adversary, that wicked one who is determined to continue to war against the Holy One of Israel, this condition that we find ourselves in is not new. I was reading and refer now to the book of Micah, chapter 7, and he goes on in verse 2 of chapter 7, the prophet says, "The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desires, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh, now shall be their perplexity. Verse 6 says, for the son, Jesus made reference to this in Matthew 10:21, for the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But then the prophet says in verse 7, therefore I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And then in verse 14, the word of the Lord says, feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old. Praise God. Verse 18 says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. This is our God that we serve. So, beloved, regardless of how discouraging it might be, as we see the events happening around the world, as we listen to the news broadcast, beloved, there's one voice that we must hear above all else, and that is the voice of the Lord. And he speaks to us out of his word. Be ye not troubled. Don't be afraid, for I am with you, even until the end of the age. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me today, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. As always, I do invite you to write. If you have prayer needs, feel free to send that email or drop me a note, and I will pray for your specific needs and send back whatever God gives. I'm rejoicing for the answers to prayer, the testimonies that are coming in. To God be the glory. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.